Welcome to Take It From The Iron Woman. My name is Susanne Müller, your host and the Iron Woman. This podcast is about empowering yourself and others to make real changes in the world. You will hear from everyday, smart, sophisticated, hip people like you and me. Not everybody has to be an Iron Woman to impress the world. Together, we will learn from the sports and business leaders how you can become a more successful person as an entrepreneur or a leader. It's one step at a time, one day at a time. Take your steps now. Take your big steps now. Join me on this journey to success. Hello, this is Take It From The Iron Woman. And again, we have Dr. Z on our show. If you haven't listened to the last episode, Dr. Z, maybe give us a little intro. Who are you and what are you doing?
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for having me again on the show. My name is Suzanne Kappendijk, also known as Dr. C. That's an easier pronunciation for everybody around us here in New York. I am a trained neuroscientist. I stepped out of academia a couple of years ago, and currently one of the projects I'm doing is I have my own nonprofit organization at SNEPS. We're running in the Bronx and in Washington Heights, and we are offering STEM-focused, so science, technology, engineering, and math programs to female-identifying students. We combine that with arts, so we tie every discipline together and making, these STEM disciplines fun and easy to access. That is what I currently do. One of our new programs that is launched in 2020 is a so-called EdSnaps Continuously Learning Officer, the CLO Leadership Program. That is actually where I came in with the question to Susan, is because we need help from our community leaders that can help our students develop their portfolio and also their self-esteem, their confidence, and how to work in a corporate or in an academic or a vocational world. So our leadership program is not offered to middle school students where we usually work with, but it is offered to college enrolled students that are in college, of course, already active. The year doesn't matter. They can be a first year, they can be a second year, they can also be a fourth year if they are doing a university college program. But it's more focused on the non-traditional students. So some of these students might, for example, drop out of or stop their education for a semester. They might come from different disciplines. They might have transferred. So it's not your original enrolled college students.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. And I think also those students, they probably need a little more help in pushing them and uplifting them. And I have to say, I'm super excited that I can be part of this initiative. I don't know, what can I contribute? Maybe you have give me some tips already.
We have a whole program put together, of course. We start with this cohort in the spring. Oh, and I forgot to mention, it's a totally free program for the students. We are offering them workshops. Mm-hmm. So 4 workshops in the spring, and then the 4th workshop will be focusing on the involvement of corporates, of local corporate businesses that are willing to take in an intern over the summer. And that internship ideally would be a paid internship for our enrolled students. Where I need your help, Susan, is I need you in workshop 2, because you know all about getting to know yourself, and getting to know yourself is an important issue. I got to know myself again and again and again, of course, and I think that is part of our strength in these programs. You're helping people to discover themselves. What are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? Well, that is one of the things that we need to show these students, the fact that you don't have a straight linear line of education doesn't mean that you're not good enough. It's just you have to work yourself, you have to discover yourself. And that is where I need your help as a workshop presenter. So we have the format, we have a workshop, 2 workshops on an evening. We meet every 5 to 6 weeks. And then we work with our students. So our first workshop will be on resume writing. We need help. If one of your listeners is a good resume writer, please contact us, because we need a good resume writer that is willing to give direct and honest feedback to our students. The same as I expect you to do when you work in the workshop. Mm-hmm. How do you get to know yourself? What do you do exactly? And how can you put your energy, because when we met for the first time and after that as well, there's a whole lot of energy going in there. How can we give our energy to these students to make them realize what kind of a strength they have? So looking for workshop presenters. That's one of the things we're looking for.
It's about just unleashing their potential. I mean, that's what I do with my clients anyway. Sometimes they think like, I'm not good at this or I'm not good at that. And then when we unleash and we peel the onion a little bit, we realize, well, they have that hidden potential. We just need to package it differently, put it on a resume. Or what is also helpful is to probably start with an elevator speech. So if you are in an elevator with somebody, what do you say? You don't stumble and say, you say, hello, my name is Susanne Müller. I'm from Switzerland. I'm happy to be here. My field of expertise is leadership. So you have something to say and you're confident. I think that's what we need to teach them, and just stand up and look out.
Exactly. And that is an important part, because a lot of these students, and I've seen that over the years when I was like mentoring and coaching and counseling, they don't realize what they have in their hands. And it's like, if I might give an example, many years ago, I was one of the sponsors for the pre-medical students in Florida where I worked. And one of the students says, well, Dr. C, I don't have any community service. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, that is weird, because most of these students, when they want to go into medical school, they need a lot of hours of community service. Mm-hmm. I said, but what are you exactly then doing with your time when you get out of school? Mm-hmm. He says, well, one of my cousins has a DUI and cannot drive. So I drive her around and bring her to all the meetings, to all the classes, to all the schools, wherever she needs to go. And I looked at him and I said, but that is community service. Mm-hmm. He says, yes, but it's only to one person and it's a family member. I said, well, that doesn't matter. I said, you are putting your time in and help her out in getting back on track. I said, that is a very important part of community service. I said, and you might not service like 500 other students. I said, the fact is that you are like there for her and guide her. So we rearranged a little bit in the resume, and there was a lot of hours of community service. It was one-on-one, but that doesn't matter. It's like the willingness to do this, because he did it in an unpaid version. So that is community service to me. And that is exactly as you said, we need to unleash that power. We need to channel that a little bit in a way that it is understandable for employers, and that employer could be like, you know, an upgraded, a secondary program, but it could be like in a big corporate organization. Mm-hmm. Soft skills are important, hard skills are important, but we need to channel them. And yeah, that needs to be unleashed, because they have a lot of power.
Helping somebody is like planning, organizing, be responsible, thinking for the other person, and not putting yourself first. So, and he probably volunteered and he felt, I need to help that person. I think that's a perfect example. So we can probably fill two or three lines on the resume on that. That's great.
Absolutely. And I've seen it like currently enough here. And that is why, that is the reason why we started this like leadership program, because I'm like, okay, if we need counselors in our other programs for the middle school and the young high school students, we need role models. We need, but not only role models that are my age, and no offense to other people, but like we are over 50 years old, and we have, of course, we're not the ideal like role model, because some of these younger students think we have it all and we don't have to work for it anymore. So with these college students, like showing them as role models, they have like an exact, like they can work with them and they understand where these middle schoolers are going through, because they have been in that same boat, in that same like you know, environment as they have been. And yes, you can step out of that environment, and yes, you can do small things, because it doesn't matter if you serve 500 people, 5,000 people, or if you help one person. If that will land a job, if that will make them reach their next ideal or their next goal in life, you've done your job, and that is a leadership position, and that is what we need to show to these younger female students. You can do it, and it is possible. The fact that you're living in an under-resourced area, that is, for example, the Bronx or Washington Heights, that shouldn't withhold you to anything. And we can make that happen if we have those college-enrolled students working on their leadership, trying to translate what they have, and then put that application and what they've learned in their soft skills and that leadership-like environment, take that back to, like, you know, they're like younger peers. And I think that is the power of leadership.
I see many times that mentoring, what exactly you are doing, is so important for learning. Mentoring is always a two-way street. It does not mean that maybe the one person is a little older, more experienced, knows it all. I think also the younger generation can help us and, like, be more curious, ask more questions, and that's a nice exchange. So I'm really looking forward to giving back.
Oh, definitely. It's like, and it is an important street. I learn from every mentee that I'm mentoring with. I learn also new things. And it's a fun thing, like you're mentioning it, because our, like, mentors in the program, like over the 3 years that we were, like, working with this whole troop of volunteers, we have, like, mentees or mentors as young as 12 years old. And our oldest one is 76. So it's a whole range of, like, you know, mentors, and everybody can learn something from someone. And just be open. And indeed, as you said, ask questions, ask a lot of questions, and ask even more questions, because that's how you learn and that's how you improve.
When you think about industries where you want to find internships, what is the industry that you're looking for? So maybe if we have a listener who is in an industry that we need a contact, who would that be?
It can be basically any type of industry that is represented in New York City. Our students are not selected on majors. So I would like, because ATSNPS is all about including diversity in the workforce. And that means that we are not, like, not on paper, but in reality, in real life. Mm. So we do not limit our, like, leadership program to, like, all disciplines of STEM or all disciplines of art. No, currently, and I checked because our application just opened a couple of days ago, we already have over 6 applicants. We only admit 12 applicants in as a maximum. So we will select students, and I do that with, like, my board of directors and advisors. I'm not making decisions by myself. We will select a diverse group of students from all types of disciplines, all types of, like, colleges. So basically any corporate that is interested in, like, having an internship placed from our program, we will invite them for our May meeting, and they can, like, interview the students. And if it is a match, because sometimes on paper somebody looks really nice, but if you meet them and you think that might not be the student that fits with our culture, and maybe the student says, oh, I don't want to work in that company because I don't like the culture that they are showing. So it will be a two-way street. They will interview, so the corporate can interview the student can interview the corporate, and if they find a match, then the internship can, like, solidify. And that could be, like, an internship for 6 weeks, for 10 weeks, and maybe even if the student is old enough and far enough in the internship, it might solidify in a job offer. We don't know, we don't count on that, but it might be a good opportunity. So open for all types of corporates.
Oh, that's good. That opens up many more opportunities than just the STEM related companies. Get maybe more and more diverse students. Yeah. And it's about inclusion, and we all want to learn from each other. So that's really
exactly cool. Oh, and I have to mention that our applicants are both male and female identifying, so we have, like, a diverse mix.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. And so we only have 12 that go through that program. And yeah, that's a good group. And also they can learn from each other.
Exactly. And exactly, because if you have 12 the same, I mean, imagine this one, if you had 12 the same of you sitting around the table, or 12 of me sitting around the table, that we would go nuts. That would not work for us. And then there's no diversity. So we need 12 diverse people. So that is, like, one of our goals. And then in the next cohort, if the program is successful in this spring and in the summer, we will admit more people in the fall, but we just have to try it out first and see if our concept works.
That's exactly how it works. You need to test out the project. If the prototype is working, then you can duplicate again. Yeah.
Exactly.
And as a nonprofit, that's always the question. You need money.
Exactly.
Right. So tell us, what do you need? If you had the magic wand, what is...
For this program, I would like to see that we would have like a space where we can like retreat every 5 weeks to give our workshops and our fall. We are in need of food donations. So I would like to offer our students, because they have been in school or at work for a whole day already. They come to our program at 6:15. We work until like a lot of around 8:30. So I would like to serve them food. So if businesses could donate like the food for this meeting or buy like business units for food, that would be very high appreciated. Many of our workshop presenters are like coming in pro bono. That is a great thing. But I really would like to see that I can pay our workshop presenters as well, because of course they are volunteering with their time, but some of them have to travel or are willing to travel. I would like to be able to pay my workshop presenters as well. All donations are welcome. We accept small donations, big donations. If there is a corporate outside there that is listening and wants to sponsor the program, contact us and we can set up a price. We can even give a discount there. So that's what we can do. We can work with corporates. We will mention the corporates that are sponsoring on our website. We are on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. So there will be a lot of like attention given there. We have like videos that we produce over the summer for our specific programs. We can be mentioned in there. So there's a lot of promotional things that we can do from our side with nonprofits and also the network connections. We have mentor-mentee events where we connect mentors with mentees, but also mentors with mentors. So if you are in a corporate and you attend our meetings, there will also be a time to network with other corporates. So it's like a whole network opportunities.
I have one more question when you talk about the space, so but is it in the Bronx?
Ideally, it would be in Midtown, house around 20 to 25 people.
I think we'll find that. So let's put that out there. We need a space. We need food. And I would say we need healthy food.
Yes.
And we need mentors.
And we need healthy food as well, because we have like people from different with religious backgrounds. So there are certain limitations there. And I definitely... I mean, although I'm a very big fan of pizza, I'm not so willing to offer 8 times pizza to the students. A little bit healthy food would be highly appreciated.
That's what we want. So good luck and keep us posted. And for sure, we will have all the information on the show notes. Thank you so much, Dr. Z, and good luck for your leadership program. And I'm certainly excited to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
What a cool program. Get involved. Let us know if you want to be part of this. Thank you for chiming in. Take it from the Iron Woman. We have a next episode coming out next week, Monday. Leave us a review. Thank you for listening.